No, not there, sorry. Okay. Okay, let's just go back to Berwick Bay. So it's been 2 weeks and I'm not exactly sure what you remember, what I remember. So we said that in Berwick Bay, said, Ach, Ketzer Megi Adam, Lidekach, Yases, myself, the Shemel Kim Lavode. How do you do? Because that's what Yichud HaMais is. It's doing whatever you're doing, the Shem Hashem Levad, with no other vested interest. You're doing it because that's what Hashem wants you to do. So he said, "This Etzah Hakdomos. In order to start the sugya, we need to go through 10 introductions. When these 10 Hakdomos are deeply entrenched, take root in the mind of a person, and it's clear to him that these are the foundations that his avoda is based on. And these are the roots that his deeds will flow out of, these 10 Hakdomos. Then he will do his avoda and his actions, whatever he will be doing, will be from a pure kavana, sholem, pure kavana, the same as him. He won't turn anywhere else. He'll only turn to Hashem. There's no anticipation, no desire to attain any of things that he wants from anyone else other than Hashem. Okay, so. Again, we're very, very, very far from this. And yet, there's areas here where we can touch this. We can touch this. Not in everything. Not in every aspect of our lives. But a person knows certain things. One thing at least to take and to be focused on the fact that that's what he's trying to do. The smallest thing. You put in your right shoe and your left shoe, and then you tie the right foot, and then you tie the left foot. You could do that. Why else are you doing that? That's something it's not so hard to do because Hashem asked you to do it. You're doing that to Hashem, Hashem. You're going to get anything out of that. Somebody's going to praise you. You're going to get covered. There's nothing. Some things between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reason why you're doing it like that is because Hashem Shemayim. Oh, already into Shai Yichud HaMais already. There's greatness in that. Enormous greatness in that. What areas where it's not so hard? Like we said in Shara B'Tochen, you have to practice in the areas where it's not so difficult so that you can get to the more difficult areas. You don't start, Shleimer. I was looking for Shleimer. I'm just doing a little bit here and there. So let's go through these 10 Hakdomos. He's going to bring them down. I'm going to spend too much time on each one. Each one's a short Hakdoma, and we'll have to internalize each one slowly, slowly. Some of them we've done already, because you'll see the first three. Well, the first one we never did, but the second and the third one we've done already. And the fourth one, I think, also. Let's have a look. So the first Hakdom is V'yamid B'leif Sholem B'yichud Elokim. The first thing is to have Imunah in Yichud Hashem. V'yamah She'ein Zu Losa Shum Elokus Klal. There's no other power in the world. There's nothing else in the world other than Hashem. And no one can help you, and no one can hurt you other than Hashem. That He's the only godliness in the world. The Shara Yichud we never did. That's the first little double. The second double we see is Shara Bechina. See, Yovin v'Yisko is a Tovus Shelokim Osa Imoy, which Shunena mitovus Elu Tomit. Is to continually remember the enormous good that Hashem is doing for him, and that he's benefiting from these toives, tamid, always, every second your heart's beating, your liver's working, your kidneys are functioning, your eyes, as tamid, kol ha-toives ha-ilu. Kuma shibanu liel b'shara b'china. So you have to get shara b'china clear after you've done shara yichud. V'agdom ha-shlish is yishu yikabal al-atzmo yisavoydus elokim, kuma shizachati liel b'shara avoydus elokim. No, we learn Shara Avodas Elokim. Well, we have a taste of what that looks like. So already the first four agdamas of the 10, we have shaykhs to. Agdama chemish is, we also have shaykhs to it. That we saw, I wouldn't say that was the essence of Shara Betochen, that's more the essence of Shara Yichud HaMaisa. Well, we saw this in Shara Betochen. If we had no anticipation from anybody else, that anyone else is going to help you, because you're talking that everything comes from Hashem. So half the Agdamas we've already dealt with. There's no excuses. We've already done half the Agdamas. We now have to internalize them and become clear. Well, in a chinam. Agdama shishisi, she shove etzloi b'nei odem meshapchi moisoi u'megani moisoi. That's a very high level. Moiridika high level. Makes no difference to him when somebody praises him or somebody insults him. He feels the same. You want to insult me, go ahead and insult me. You want to praise me, go ahead and praise me. Ze lo mishane li klum. Lo mishane klum. That's quite a heavy one. Guy insults you or whatever, or guy upsets you in the middle of davening or whatever. Oh, takes weeks to get it out of your kishkas. Hello, Pushkin. And somebody gives you a praise, somebody makes, yes, so then you... And Lamai says, very, very rachok from this. I mean, person needs to feel appreciated. Person needs a bit of praise now and again. It helps you. It gives you chizuk. And Doma Shishi says, makes absolutely no difference what people do or say. Zelo mazizotcha. Lo kam velo za. Mordechai with Haman. Lo kam velo za. Didn't flinch. Nothing. Agdama Shvi, see, Sheyechdal mil his yafois lifnei bnei Adam. That he doesn't try and glorify himself, beautify himself in front of other men, the other people. You know, again, it's a hemshech of Agdama Shishis. Doesn't matter if you praise me or if you insult me. The second one is that he holds back from. You know what Nekudaya is emphasizing, the belief, Yafo is Lifnei Adam. He says in the original, he says, Chi Yazoif HaYoifi Lifnei Adam. You know, I don't know what aspect of Yoifi, I don't know what aspect of beauty he's talking about, what you don't make yourself look pretty in front of people. That's the seventh level. I mean, that's kinder stuff. I'm not exactly know what he wants here. Yofi, she has of a yofi lifnei Adam. Don't know. The Adam Hashmini see the yaseich es daite b'inyone oilam hazeh b'shasho is elaman oilam abo. In davening, you see the difficulty of that one. But it's in other areas as well. When you're Isaac in Olama Ba'a things, when you're busy doing Olama Ba'a things, you Yazoif all the machshavas of Olama Zeh. You've not thought about Olama Zeh. In davening, that's a real hard one. A real hard one. Because in davening, you're davening for things that you need for Olama Zeh as well. Maybe that's not the place to start. But when you're learning, let's say, a person sitting and learning is busy doing a difficult place first. It's a good place to not think about Olam HaZeh. But even in davening, a person's supposed to be not tech from Olam HaZeh. So, hi, Dargaziza.
Rabbi, I don't understand that about davening. How do you not take in davening when you're davening for your personal needs in Olam HaZeh?
Nachot. So, the problem starts when it says that when you get up to David, you should remove all your thoughts of this world from your mind and focus just on the words and on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I guess it's why you have those needs on Olam HaZeh, those needs that you have. Let's say Panosah for the Dugma. Why do you want Panosah? You want Panosah to be able to serve Hashem properly. You'll be able to do the mitzvahs properly. You'll be able to do chesed, stock, feed your family. It's like, so cool, Olam Haba. I'm not asking for money because I want to just immerse myself and enjoy this world. The money that I want, the good health that I want, everything that I'm davening for is Olam Haba stuff.
Okay.
That's not for my children. That's not for the children. It's Olam Haba. I thought that there's a benefit, we get pleasure somehow of it in this world, but that's not the kavana. God is the one panos, is to be able to serve Hashem better. If that's your kavana, then yeah, you can daven for your needs in this world, but you're not thinking and immersed in this world. You're immersed in Olam Haba. It's Olam Haba thoughts. Again, these are high levels. These are not, I don't know, I'm not exactly sure. We decided to do this. Well, it's nice to see it. It's good to learn. You have to learn this. It's to learn. I was not saying not. But again, the avoider has to try and extract what's relevant to us. Because these levels, that he's this ideal that he's describing, is way, way beyond us. Way beyond us. But nevertheless, we can touch it. A person can... Pinkus once gave a shiur. It's brought down in a couple of Isvarim and Chinuch, and the safe in Chinuch, it's for sure brought down there. He took a stickle Sefer Yetzirah, a very esoteric piece of Yetzirah, and Imamush said, we learn it, but yes, don't give me my name. They talked about four different approaches that he learns from this stickle. I can't remember the details. Now, you remind me, I'll show you. It's Lift of a Neira. It's four practical eights on how to forgive. But the one is that to grasp greatness, you need to just, it's Kamaze Habarak. It's like a flash of lightning. The one phrase that he built on from that particular Sefer Yetzirah was like a flash of lightning. You can't grasp lightning, but you can grasp a flash of that light. It's like that in everything he says. A person wants to know Shas. Ooh, so one Mishnah is Shas already, no? It's a flash of Shas, no? It's a flash of Shas. One Rashi. One Rashi is a flash of Shas. To learn the Rashi. It's not because just do something small until you can do something big. No, this is connected to the thing that's big. A flash of lightning is lightning. One word of Rashi is a chelok of Shas. So it's to grab that little spark of lightning because it's not small. It's a piece of that eternity. So the so too, yeah. In Achinami, these are dargas, just even one of these to acquire, we've seen already, to acquire Bechina, to acquire Betochen. Because one of these ten Akdamas is way, way beyond our abilities. We've tried, we know that. To build Baal Betochen is just, as a Mamash Kasher Mod Mod, that's just one of the Akdamas. So what are you going to do? Grab a flash of it. Grab flashes of it. That's all we do. And when you grab the flash, you connect to the whole thing ultimately. But if you're trying to grab the lightning, you're just going to get frazzled. You can't grab the lightning. You can grab a flash of lightning. Remind me to see if I have the safe here. It's unbelievable. Like a shear on that on its own. It's a mamash powerful, powerful, powerful limud in Avodas Hashem, that those four things that he brings from the Shtikl Sefer Yetzirah. But that's the one. In Achinami, these are big dargas about take something that you can have a little flash of. So the same in davening. When you're davening for Banasa, so you're gonna have a hard time doing that, Lo Olam Haba, because you're worried about the bank manager right now. And you're not thinking too many deep Olam Haba thoughts or whatever. Deep down you know this is a mitzvah and you're doing this for mitzvah. What does most of our Panasa go on anyway? I mean, have a look at your Panasa. How much your Panasa is Olam Haze Panasa? You've got to eat. You've got to get dressed. You've got to have a roof over your head. You've got to have, you've got to go to the mikveh. I'm saying, how much Olam Haba? And the money that you don't use, some of the money that you even think you're wasting, on your kids and your grandchildren, whatever. Sometimes your mama should feel like you're wasting money. It's a piece of booze. Well, you don't have a choice. It's also Olam Haba. Also Olam Haba. There's very little of our money. Yeah, and again, we spoil ourselves unnecessarily, whatever. But it's like, how is it not in London? I'm saying, you put on the air conditioner in the middle of summer, you're going to tell me that that's like a luxury. That's like, you can't function without that. So they say, Lama Lama. How much of our panosa goes to a Lama Zeh? So very little. Very little. So I'm just saying, Shabbos rolls in once a week. There's a lot of money on Shabbos, and then there's Pesach, and then there's this. And then, a big bunch of our budgets are going on on mitzvahs. I mean, you're diving for panos. It's in a chinami. It's hard to think like that. If you break it down, you'll realize it's not so far fetched. Health as well. Why does a person want to be healthy? So for sure, because I don't want to be unhealthy. It's not nice to be ill, God forbid. But you also, you know, when you're not well, you can't go daven, you can't learn, you can't do mitzvahs, you can't, I'm saying so. So what are you davening for? Yeah. Go look at your tefillahs. Most of your tefillahs are Olam Haba, tefillahs. The vast majority. How much Olam Hazeh things are you davening for? At our age anyway, I'm saying. The youngsters maybe have it harder, but I'm saying at our age, how much Olam Hazeh things are you davening for? No, they're not that much, you know. So, you know. Okay, the ninth level is mifachet me'elokim v'yizbaish mimenu. To be scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be embarrassed of him. Yivis Hashem ledi tomi, to be aware, be in the presence of Hashem all the time. But don't mind, seriously, because the Yitzroi Hara, Yitzroi Hara, Mala, Aliboy, Yehurim Roy, Yitzim Sichloi, Yitzabalis Etzosoi, Velois Asis Yitzroi. Again, at a certain level, this is very, very difficult, but at a certain level, it's a local kachkashe. When the Yitzhara tries to get you to think the wrong thoughts, so ask your Sechel what he thinks. Yitzim Sichloi. We don't do that. We don't go ask our seichel, excuse me, what do you think? You know, like we saw in Shara Vodis Elohim. Yeah, we had the goof talking to the seichel and asking the seichel, what do you think? Tell me what do you think? How do I go about doing this? What do you think? That quiet, sane voice that we all have in our heads when we give it a chance to speak will tell you. Ask him. And Makabal, his eights are not the eights of the eights, because you've got two people competing for your attention. You have your seichel and you have the eights aura. Okay, Abe Avodasha. We can get stuck there for months on those 10 Akdomas. As I said, four out of the first five we've done already. And then there's another five which are Lo Poshut. So I don't see. Let's see where we go with these. I mean, if you've achieved these 10 Akdomas, you're pretty high up on the spiritual scale. Man. Just at the beginning, these are just Akdomas. So where's he going to go with this? Let's see. Okay. Eze pu'ulos tu'unos kavona l'shem hakel b'shas asiyosam. Which actions that we do require this kavona l'shem shemayim l'shem Hashem while you're doing them? Kedei sh'lo yechsa mishlimuson, that you shouldn't be lacking in shleimus. Pu'ulos avodas Hashem shel yodo ha'adam mitzapeh the first thing is, where do you have to have this kavana that you're doing this for Shem Hashem, that you shouldn't be lacking in the shleimus? All the pu'ulas that get done by a person, that either he wants to do, because that's the rotzon Hashem, he wants to find favor in the eyes of Hashem. Meaning, all the mitzvahs that a person does with his limbs, all the mitzvahs you do that other people can see you doing them. Lulav, shreifa, tzitzis, tefillin, davening, all the things you do with your limbs. A lot of mitzvahs. Most of the mitzvahs we do are with our actions. People can see you doing the mitzvah. You're sitting and learning. He's sitting and learning. He's davening. He's saying to heal him. Whatever you're doing, people can see you doing because you're doing it with your external limbs. You could say the reason why he's doing those mitzvahs is not the shame Hashem. He could be doing them because he wants to get covered. He wants people to see him. He wants to feel important. And there are reasons why you could be doing that. It's not necessary that you're doing that the shame to mind. The high-raised katzadik, but he never knew him. He wants people to think he's a big tzadik. People should praise him and honor him because he's such a big tzaddik. Maybe that's why he's doing the mitzvahs. Who knows what people's vested interests are? So that's in the mitzvahs of Avarim. Chavis Anavavas lo yoichal likreis she'adam yekayim afilu achas mem. We take tviyos v'tshuka lekovod v'shevach mibnei odom. The Chavis Anavavas is not one that you can do because you have some kind of a yearning desire for kovod and praise from other people. Why not? Nobody knows what's going on in the inner recesses of your mind. If you're sitting here and having a moment of betochen now, or you're busy being me'ain in the bria, like in Shara betochen, in Shara bechina, nobody knows what you're doing. You're sitting there staring into space. If somebody knows you're having a ma'aseh betochen now, betochen's inside of you. Why are you doing them? You're doing the shame of Kodesh Baruch Hu, who surrounds your inner world. Well, boys, Baruch Levado, you're doing that just because of Hashem. Why do you have B'tochen in Hashem? Why are you working on B'tochen in Hashem? Do people give you COVID? That's not why you're doing it. You're doing it because you want to be trusting in Hashem. You want Yeshuva Das, you want Nuchsa Nefesh, you want to kind of mitzvah because Hashem told you there's Dargas. But not because you're trying to get honored, because no one's going to honor you because you put the token. How will anyone know that you have the token? Well, Shanema, Ani Hashem Chayke Leiv Boichen Klolios. Hashem says, I'm Chayke, I investigate your heart, your mind, and I investigate your Klolios, your kidneys, okay, whatever kidneys means in. Shanema, and Historis Lashem Elokeinu. And Historis Lashem Elokeinu, the hidden things to Hashem. That's the whole of Perek Gimel, what we just learned now is against the Perek. We have to be careful that the mitzvahs we do with our Vorov, that other people see, there you have to work very hard to make sure that that's Lashem Shemayim. Because there it's very easy not to be doing Lashem Shemayim. My friend Kenny, the Chavis Lavavas, it's EF sure that you're doing it because you're trying to get covered. Because no one will ever know about it. So there, it's much easier to grasp that aspect of doing it L'Shem Shemayim. Okay. See, maybe we'll just do the first one. What's the time? You got a few more minutes. Well, let's start Perek Dalet. We'll see. We'll probably have to do Chazorik. So I don't know where Yonatan is today.
I have 9:46.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, okay, let's just start at least. We won't get very far, but let's at least start Perek Dalet, and then next week we can Chazor it again. There are three things that prevent a person from not doing his avodah l'shem shemayim. That's good to know. There's only three things, so we can knock off those three things that we can be doing. We can be doing it all l'shem shemayim. So let's see what he has in mind here. So the first one, agoyim echadu shayna adam mei v'neselokim v'estuvoy. He always brings it back to this. The biggest prevention of doing things the way you're supposed to do them is because you don't understand who Hashem is. You don't understand all the good that he's doing for you, claimer. First thing you have to go back and do chazorah of is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kol yochel, nothing too big for him, nothing too small for him, and he alone is manig es ha'olam. The first thing you'd give melikorim, that's the first thing we're going to get into our kishkas. Not only is he the only one that's doing anything, it's nothing other than him, but it's all good. That's a major challenge. We saw at the beginning of Shara Bechina, that's one of the things that prevents you from being boichin in the Bria, because the things that so-called don't look so good. There's a lot of bad going on out there, you know? There's a lot of not good stuff, so we get distracted. That's the first goyra. We have to know that Hashem is kol yochol, is einod milvado, and it's kol toiv. If you don't have that, that's going to prevent you from Ivid Hashem, Hashem Shemaim. Hagorim Hashem he she'ein hu meivid is mitzvah selokim v'estorosoy. The second reason why we're not Ivid Hashem, Hashem Shemaim is because we just don't understand the Torah and the mitzvahs. We just don't know what the Torah and the mitzvahs are. We haven't sat down and mastered Shulchan Aruch. Hagorim Hashlishi hu ha'yichurim sh'ayetzara ma'ala aleif ha'odom. The thought that the Yetzara brings upon the mind of a person, which he do love lechabe bala Adam es ha'oila mazeh ularchikoy mihishtadlusoy lamanu lamaba. That Yetzara that kicks in and puts these thoughts into your mind to get you to get distracted and to get you to find very endearing this world, and to keep you away from the shtadlus you need to make in order to acquire Olam Haba. So those are three things. We don't know who Hashem is, we don't know what the mitzvahs are, and we have a Yetzirah. I mean, I agree. I think he's 100% correct. That kind of sums it up very, very well. Okay, mitzvah Hashem next week. He's going to take these three things and expand them out and go through each one of these three things in depth. That's the avoider. Okay. Slowly, slowly, we have to take each one of these steps, teeny little baby steps, slowly, slowly. But at least perhaps davening is a place to think about that. Is when I'm davening, I'm davening L'Shem Shemaim. Davening L'Shem Shemaim. Okay.
Appreciate it, Rabbi.
Appreciate it to you. Thank you very much. We still got to learn a bit tonight. Yeah, Yetzirah also knows it's Chanukah and that learning the truth. Okay. We'll see you tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. Take good care. Have a good night.
You as well. Good night.
Shalom, shalom.